ever notice that sometimes good news is bad news too? I've got good news. You're on the front page of the newspaper. The bad news? You're on the front page of the newspaper.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I told a friend recently, here, take my advice. I'm not using it. Well, I'm not sure where you're getting advice these days, but if it's from the media, you are well on your way to becoming a nervous wreck. When I flip on the news, I learn that everything is horrible. I was watching the news and I thought, I'm never going to leave my house. It's too dangerous out there. Then I flipped to CNN and they said that 95% of people die in their beds. And I thought, I got to get out of here. Watching the news makes me want to stock up on canned goods and live in a cave somewhere. But what canned goods should we purchase? The media tells us that almost anything can kill us these days. Sugar, salt, dairy products, MSG, red meat. So I decided to eat natural foods. Then I turned on CNN and they said that most people die of natural causes. So I stopped eating natural foods. What are we to do? There's nowhere to hide, nothing to eat, no one to trust. Or maybe we've just tuned in the wrong stations. How about a little good news instead? In Greensboro, North Carolina, a boy dreamed up an idea for his 7th birthday party that captured the imagination of an entire city. 8-year-old August Spitz wanted to help homeless people, and he loved building blanket forts. So his mom got permission to use a large space at a local coffee shop so August and some friends could bring blankets and help him build a giant fort. After the party was over, the 64 blankets were washed and donated to a local nonprofit that helps the homeless. But the idea didn't stop there. August's mom decided to organize an event called the World's Largest Blanket Fort. So August was joined by children from 127 other families for the massive fort building fun at a local homeless shelter. 259 blankets were spread over tables and across ropes to make an enormous blanket castle. The next morning, roughly 220 homeless men, women, and children strolled into the center to find a mound of fresh blankets, all because an 8-year-old loved his neighbors as he loved himself. I love that. Jesus was homeless, you know. In other good news, a prankster gave $100 to a homeless man named Thomas, then secretly followed him around with a camera to find out how he would spend the money. He expected him to blow the cash on drugs and alcohol, and sure enough, Thomas visited a grocery store that sold liquor, came out with a large bag, and strolled to a nearby park. But the young prankster couldn't believe what happened next. Thomas approached some homeless friends, reached into the bag, and handed them food. Then he walked around the park, doling out food to other needy people he didn't know. The prankster who shot the video approached Thomas to learn his story. Turns out Thomas had quit his job to take care of his sick parents. And when his parents passed away from cancer and kidney failure, medical costs caused him to lose his parents' condo, and he found himself jobless and homeless. Moved by his story, the prankster started a fundraising page to help Thomas get back on his feet. So far, $124,000 has been raised for Thomas. Good news stories usually end up challenging us to smile, to live well, to follow Jesus' example in bringing joy to the lives of others. Now, it's important I tell you that I didn't say stop watching the news, but don't live there. We care about the tragedies, but I think we need to care most about things we can do something about. Then, like August and that prankster, let's get out there and do something about it. After all, one of the greatest ways to bring joy back to our lives is to bring joy to others. Hey, thanks for listening to Laugh Again today. We hope this brought some joy into your life. Now, I had better go. I have decided to throw caution to the wind and eat some natural foods.
Have you read the latest issue of Truth and Life magazine yet? You can find it online now at the Laugh Again website. Truth and Life is filled with encouragement and humor from Phil Calloway, plus a variety of engaging and life-relevant Bible-based articles from other ministry guests. You can even have it delivered to your home free of charge. Sign up today by calling 1-800-663-2424 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.